If you think of yourselves as helpless and ineffectual, it is certain that you will create a despotic government to be your master. The wise despot, therefore, maintains among his subjects a popular sense that they are helpless and ineffectual. The Dosadi Lesson, a Gawachan Assessment. Erich studied Selang carefully in the soft light of his green-walled relaxation room. She had come down immediately after the evening meal, responsive to his summons. They both knew the reason for that summons: to discuss the most recent report concerning McKee's behavior on Dosadi. The old Gawachan waited for Selang to seat herself, observing how she pulled the red robe neatly about her lower extremities. Her features appeared composed, the fighting mandibles relaxed in their folds. She seemed altogether a figure of secure competence, a reeve of the ruling classes. Not that reeves recognized such classes. It disturbed Erich that reeves tested for survival only through a complex understanding of sentient behavior, rigid performance standards based on ancient ritual, whose actual origins could only be guessed. There was no written record. "But that's why we chose her," Erich grunted. Then, "What can you say about the report?"
"McKee learns rapidly."
Her spoken Galak had a faint sibilance. Erich nodded. "I would say rather that he adapts rapidly. It's why we chose him."
"I've heard you say he's more Gawachan than the Gawachan."
"I expect him soon to be more Dosadi than the Dosadi,
if he survives."
"There's that, yes. Do you still hate him?"
"I have never hated him." "You do not understand the spectrum of reeve emotions."
"Enlighten me."
"He has violated my essential pride of self. This requires a specific reaction in kind. Hate would only dull my abilities."
"But I was the one who gave you the orders which had to be countermanded."
"My oath of service to the Gawachan contains a specific injunction that I cannot hold any one of my teachers responsible for either understanding or obeying the reeve protocols of courtesy. It is the same injunction which frees us to serve McKee's bureau."
"You do not consider McKee one of your teachers?" She studied him for a moment, then,
"Not only do I exclude him, but I know him to be one who has learned much about our protocols."
"What if I were to say he is one of your teachers?" Again, she stared at him.
"I would revise my estimations of him. And of you."
Erich took a deep breath. "Yet, you must learn McKee as though you lived in his skin. Otherwise, you will fail us."
"I will not fail you. I know the reasons you chose me. Even McKee will know in time. He dares not spill my blood in the court arena, or even subject me to public shame. Were he to do either of these things, half the reeve universe would go hunting him with death in their mandibles."
Erich shook his head slowly from side to side.
"Selang, didn't you hear him warn you that you must shed your reeve skin?"
She was a long time responding, and he noted the subtle characteristics which he'd been told were the reeve adjustments to anger. A twitching of the jowls, tension in the pedal bifurcations. Presently, she said,
"Tell me what that means, teacher."
"You will be charged with performing under Gawachan law, performing as though you were another McKee. He adapts. Haven't you observed this? He is capable of defeating you, and us, in such a way that your reeve universe would shower him with adulation for his victory. That cannot be permitted. Too much is at stake." Selang trembled and showed other signs of distress.
"But I am reeve."
"If it comes to the court arena, you no longer can be reeve." She inhaled several shallow breaths,
composed herself. If I become too much McKee, aren't you afraid I might hesitate to slay him?
McKee would not hesitate.
She considered this. Then there's only one reason you chose me for this task.
He waited for her to say it.
Because we Reeves are the best in the universe at learning the behavior of others, both overt and covert.
And you dare not rely on any supposed inhibitions he may or may not have. After a long pause, she said,
You are a better teacher than I'd suspected. Perhaps you're even better than you suspected.